Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continue with the chapter on jihad. Here we start doing the different rewards for the different actions that are done out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the action of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself, and now carrying out different actions in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What reward Allah Pak has kept for the different actions. This is the beauty of our deen, the beauty of those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, that for individual, Allah Pak gives reward for the whole, and He gives in reward for the parts also, the sum of the parts, for the whole and for the individual parts that a person does out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Individually is getting rewarded for that also. So this is the love, the mercy, the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ستفتح عليكم أرضون ويكفيكم الله فلا يعجز أحدكم أي يلهو بأسهمه رواه مسلم. حضرت عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه narrated, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that many lands will soon be conquered, will soon be opened up to you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sufficient for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Sahaba this, that soon many lands will open up to you, and Allah Pak will be sufficient for you. Imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even correcting that yakin of Sahaba. That very often it happens when a person is in tight or is in constraints, and suddenly things become open up for him, and suddenly the wealth starts pouring in. It's very easy to forget Allah Pak at that time. When things were tight, things were difficult, the person had his nigah on Allah Pak all the time, and suddenly things open up, and that time is very easy to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them, Allah Pak will suffice for you at that time also, when the lands start getting conquered and start opening up. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, so none of you should show any weakness in shooting with his arrows. Don't show any weakness, don't give up. In other words, now we got so much, now we don't need. Still continue with the practicing, still continue with the training of shooting that arrows. We'll do a little bit more explanation after this hadith. وعنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من علم الرمي ثم تركه فليس منا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that person who has been taught how to shoot arrows ثم تركه, and then he leaves it. In other words, he abandons it, he doesn't practice, he doesn't go on practicing and maintaining that skill and that art that he was taught. فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ is saying he's not from amongst us. Such a serious thing. فَقَدْ عَصَى, and this person has committed a sin, he has disobeyed. What is meant by this is that when you've got any ni'mat, normally we think of a house as a ni'mat, a car as a ni'mat, a wealth as a ni'mat, food as a ni'mat, even a skill that you have been taught, that is also a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't give up that skill. Whatever that skill may be, Allah Pak had taught you a skill, look after that skill. That skill also is a ni'mat. Take care of that skill. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, that person who has been taught the skill of shooting arrows, and then he just leaves it and he forgets the skill, then what happens? فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, this person is not from amongst us. فَقَدْ عَصَى, he has disobeyed. Just ignoring that skill that Allah Pak had blessed him with. وعنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله يدخل بالسهم الواحد ثلاثة نفر الجنة. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through one arrow enters three people into Jannah. One arrow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters three people into Jannah. صَانِعُهُ يَحْتَسِبُ فِي صَنْعِهِ الْخَيْرِ, that person who makes the arrow, and whilst he's making the arrow, his intention is that I want some good to come out of it. So the manufacturer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is rewarding him. The next person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding, وَالرَّامِي بِهِ, that person that is actually shooting this arrow now in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is shooting it, practicing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters this person onto the Jannah. وَمُنْبِلُهُ, and that person that gathers the arrows, or takes the arrows and passes it to the person that is shooting, he also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will grant him Jannah. Look at the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One arrow, three people are getting Jannah because of one arrow. That person that is manufacturing it, that person that is shooting it, that person that is passing it to the person that is shooting it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, Warmu walkabu, that fire arrows and ride. Those days, that means of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the means of jihad was firing arrows and was the means of riding. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraging them to continue firing arrows and continue riding. وَأَنْ تَرْمُوا أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ تَرْكَبُوا, it is more beloved for me that you shoot arrows than you ride. In other words, you do both, but the thing that is more beloved for me is that you fire arrows. وَمَنْ تَرَكَ الرَّمْيَ بَعْدَ مَا عُلِّمَهُ رَغْبَةً عَنْهُ فَإِنَّهَا نِعْمَةٌ تَرَكَهَا وَقَالَ كَفَرَهَا. And that explanation that we did yesterday is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَلَا إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ الرَّمْيُ, that power and strength is in firing. And we mentioned that, imagine, this was sent over 1400 years ago, and up till today you'll find that that type of firing missiles and using aerial bombardment and aerial type of attack, up till now that is continuing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years ago said that in this lies power and this lies strength, teaching us and telling us that more effective than actually going with the ground troops is using this type of, doesn't mean you don't use the ground troops, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that there is a lot of power in this. In this hadith he's saying, do both, but this is the thing that is more beloved to me. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, that person that leaves out the shooting after he has been taught, so leaves out shooting arrows after being taught the skill, raghbatan anhu, be having an aversion for it, I don't like it, I dislike it, what's the need for me to continue practicing and training? فَإِنَّهَا نِعْمَةٌ تَرَكَهَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, this is a ni'mat that you have left, أو كَفَرَهَا, or this is a ni'mat that I have given you, that you have rejected this ni'mat that I have given you. From here we learn one important thing, is that every person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him some type of skill where he can benefit the deen. Not everyone may be having the art of shooting or learning how to fire arrows or doing archery, or not everyone may have the art of physical combat. But different ways, different skill Allah Pak has given us. We should see how, what that skill Allah Pak has given us, this abilities Allah Pak has given us, how we can use that to help the train of deen. Person may be, he may be knowing medicine, for example. So he can see how he can help people, how he can assist people in that line. A person may be an engineer, he see how I can help deen as far as my engineering is concerned. A person may be an architect, he see how I can help deen as far as my architecture is concerned. Or a person may not have any skill also, he may have a little bit of wealth. Let me see how I can help Allah, how Allah Pak's deen with my wealth. So he uses, so in other words, every person is coming onto the train of deen. Person may say, I don't have any wealth also and I don't have any skill, what can I do? And he can pick up his hand and make dua. He's also part and parcel of the train, that person that is assisting with his duas. So no person can feel as though I can't assist anybody in any way. So there's a quick incident of Hazrat Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayh. This is how the big people, the pious people, how they would think. Say the big people, their thinking also is very big. They don't take anything to heart. How I can be of benefit to somebody, how I can help somebody, this will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one person came to tell him and complained to him that, you see, such and such a person, talking about another person now, such and such a person is using your name to get a job. What he's doing, he's using your name to get a job. So Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah, he didn't get upset. If it was one of us, we would got upset. How this person can use my name to get a job? Like, for example, somebody will say that I know, or they say, I know a very big person. I know the president, or I know a very big person. He'll use someone's name. And then the person that is interviewing him will get excited. And this person knows such a big person, or this person is linked with such a respectable person. So he gives him the job. But it doesn't mean that this person is a liar, or this person is doing anything wrong. It's just that he used somebody else's name. So this is what he came and complained to Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah. This person has used your name to get a job. So Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah, he smiled. He said, if Allah Pak can't use me to help anybody, at least he can use my name to help somebody. At least he can use my name to help somebody if I can't be of any benefit. So this is how these people thought, that how I can be of some benefit, even if I can't be of some benefit, some friendship that I may have with somebody, he may use that friendship, but never mind, he's getting some work done for himself. He's not cheating, he's not robbing, he's not stealing, he's working. But never mind, at least my name is being used to help somebody get a job. At least that much I'm using myself for the service of deen. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of serving his deen in whichever way we can. And the least we can do is pick up our hands and make dua for the ummah at large. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. Increase our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't miss out on reciting Surah Kahf. And try and capitalize on the time between Asr and Maghrib. Because ulama of the opinion, the du'as are answered in this time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.